We move now from the Kentucky State Capitol to the Indiana State House, where the short 2012 session is now just over a week old, and there's been plenty of drama thus far as Republicans who control both houses and Governor Mitch Daniels are again pushing a right-to-work bill. Democrats have been trying to delay passage of the labor measure as long as possible. Brandon Smith of Indiana Public Broadcasting has been covering the session, and before we talk to him, we want to hear a report he filed earlier this week for All Things Considered.
2012 isn't the first time Republicans have tried to pass right to work in Indiana. Last year, pushing the bill sent House Democrats fleeing to Illinois for 5 weeks, halting business in the legislature and forcing Republicans to take it off the table. This time around, Democrats have stayed in Indianapolis but off the House floor. They denied a quorum the first 3 days of session last week. Minority Leader Pat Bauer says the goal of his caucus is to buy more time for the public to study the bill.
This is such an important bill. Such a controversial bill, the whole state ought to hear from it. We don't need to ram it through.
Republicans say they've done anything but. Over the summer, a legislative study committee took 20 hours of testimony on right to work, and a joint House and Senate committee spent more than 5 hours on the bill last week. Speaking at that committee meeting, Democratic Senator Jim Arnold all but conceded defeat.
I truly don't believe also that any minds or any votes are going to be changed by what was said here today.
The two sides seem entrenched. Right-to-work legislation would ban union contracts that require non-union employees pay fees for representation. Supporters say it will bring more jobs to Indiana. Opponents say it's nothing more than a union-busting bill that will create lower wages, health benefits, and worsen safety conditions. And with Democrats doing their best to stall it again, House Speaker Brian Bosma says this new session smacks of the movie Groundhog Day.
We will do our very best to encourage them to do what is right, which is to show up at work and do what they were elected to do. Even if you disagree with what you think the result might be, democracy is about participating, not going on strike.
But Republicans have some added leverage this time. An anti-bolting statute was passed last session, and daily $1,000 fines could be assessed on members absent 3 or more days straight without excuse. Bauer acknowledges the difficulty the threat of fines puts on his caucus.
We know we can't stay out indefinitely, but we did need to slow the process down, which we've succeeded in doing.
Over the weekend, Democrats held public meetings around the state, and Monday, House Democrats returned to the floor, allowing the chamber to finally conduct business. But the legislative ceasefire didn't last long. Tuesday morning, Right to Work passed a House committee along party lines. The committee chairman didn't allow more public testimony or amendments to be heard, and House Democrats left the floor again. Whether they come in for session each day is in a constant state of flux. Brian Vargas teaches political science at Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis. He says the idea that Bauer keeps stressing is that more time will allow the public to be educated and make their voices heard. But he's not seeing any signs of that.
The hearings they had around the state did not generate that much coverage. And I don't know that they were attended by anybody but union members who were already involved.
Vargas says hoping public opinion will sway enough Republicans to defeat the measure is the equivalent of a Hail Mary pass. And even though Pat Bauer represents South Bend, home to the Fighting Irish, this legislative game appears to be in the final quarter. And it looks like there's little to stop Right to Work from becoming law in the coming weeks. For NPR News, I'm Brandon Smith from Indianapolis.
And joining us now on State of the News is Brandon Smith from Indiana Public Broadcasting. Brandon, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
I did a good job of kind of sorting out what was going on with the right to work there. So this piece aired on Wednesday. So have House Democrats come back to work since then?
They were there on Wednesday, yes. A deal was essentially struck. So far, as I mentioned in the piece, Democrats have been wanting to delay this process as long as possible, giving them time to have these public hearings around the state to get the word out about what right to work really means, at least according to Democrats. And so the Speaker of the House and the House Minority Leader got together and struck a bargain and said, we will hold off, the Speaker said, we will hold off the next step in the legislative process, which is the amendment process on the floor of the House. We will hold that off until next Tuesday. So that gives Democrats another weekend to hold those public meetings. And so Democrats have been in the chamber ever since.
And it looks like Pat Bauer, the Democratic leader, is now floating the idea of a referendum.
He is now floating the idea of a referendum. It's something the Democrats have talked about for a while anyway, that they would like this to be put to the public. Pat's wanted several things. He said, let's push this issue until the next legislative session so it can be a campaign issue in the November elections. But certainly Republicans weren't going to agree to that because they feel this is an issue that needs to be addressed right away. So now Democrats will, on Tuesday, in that amendment process, offer an amendment that would put it to a referendum. And there is at least some Republican support for that, though whether there's enough remains to be seen.
Now, this session, correct me if I'm wrong, this session is going to overlap with the Super Bowl that's coming to Indianapolis, right?
It absolutely will, yeah.
So there appears to be, and no one has really come out and said it, I don't think, but there appears to be sort of a rush to get this thing passed before the Super Bowl in order to avoid any negative publicity.
Well, nobody's come out and said that. In fact, when put when asked that specific question, the speaker has always been very quick to say that's not what we're trying to do here. If it passes before or after the Super Bowl, doesn't matter to us. We just want it passed. Period. Though they have certainly pushed it ahead, at least initially, as quickly as they could, though now they've delayed it a little bit more. But you're working in a shorter session anyway. This is a non-budget year, so we're only going to go to about the middle of March, which is a month and a half less than a budget session does. And so you're working with a constrained time schedule anyway, and the Super Bowl is going to shorten that even a little bit more because they aren't going to be working that entire week anyway.
Now, there is sort of a rush to get a smoking ban, a statewide smoking ban, passed by its supporters before the Super Bowl, correct?
Well, honestly, again, that's another one that supporters of the smoking ban say it would be nice if we could get it before the Super Bowl, but we just want to get it passed. This has been a fight for supporters of the smoking ban that's been going on for 6 years. This is the sixth straight year that a smoking ban has gone before the General Assembly. It's gotten out of the House the last five. It only got a committee hearing in the Senate last year. That was the first time it had even gotten that far in the Senate. So they're hoping they found the sweet spot this time around. But that's another one that they're cautious to say, we're not trying to push this before the Super Bowl. One bill that they are pushing before the Super Bowl is a bill that will close gaps in Indiana's human trafficking laws, because that's been, in the past two Super Bowls in Dallas and Miami, that's been a huge problem in those areas that cropped up around the Super Bowl. You have just a huge influx of people into the city for the event, and you also have a huge influx, therefore, of human trafficking going on and sex trafficking going on. So the Attorney General, the governor, and state legislators have put together a bill that they're trying to get through as quickly as possible so that it will be in place so they can crack down on this issue before the Super Bowl.
And got about a minute or so left. I don't know how much you've covered this, but there's been a lot of publicity about schools having the option now of not teaching cursive writing, and there's been a bill filed in response to that that would require them to teach cursive writing.
Yeah, that created quite a hubbub when the Department of Education came out last year and said that they're no longer going to have to do that. And the cursive writing portion of that bill has been lumped in with a number of other things, including like class basketball and some other things. So it'll be interesting to see how that moves forward. That took its first step in a committee earlier this week, but it's got a long way to go still.
Brandon Smith covers the Indiana State House for Indiana Public Broadcasting. Brandon, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.